How was your week? What were the news stories and the conversations? Acumen Media breaks it down for us.
My name is Tanya Curry, and this is an Acumen Media report for the weekend in 9th of July. It's entitled Zuma Arrest, an Anti-Climax. Can you believe it, South Africa? Jay-Z went to jail. He's in an orange overall, eating prison food, using a call phone, and sitting behind trolleys. Can you believe it? Okay, the food and the phones are a bit of a stretch, but I'm certain he's incarcerated. Let's roll back the clock a bit. There was nothing else to talk about this week but Zuma. Him and the Delta variant swamped timelines, both equally a disgrace to our nation and both as dangerous. Nkandla, the palace of SA's most wanted, became a fortress for a civil war. That's what the media wanted you to believe. Over the weekend, we saw Zuma supporters vow to kill and die for Zuma. They were all pretty well branded, except for masks, and the buses sort of gave it away that this was a staged uprising. And what a stage. Zuma was parading Dali Mpofu like he was a new toy. This is the EFF card carrying Mpofu, who only a moment ago was telling us what a criminal Zuma was. And there was Ace, standing there as if he was 1 o'clock half struck, struggling to stay relevant and not to be the next for the shackles or axing like the MKMVA's disbandment. We had to wait for Carl to take his clothes off to find him and suspend him because Carl Niehaus's camos are ridiculous and he is a pitiful human being. Him and Helen Zille should go to dance classes. They belong together, but I digress. So here we are in this uprising, and the police were turned away while they drove. Well, they actually drove away. They bottled it. A super spreader illegal gathering that may have pushed us to civil war, and they drove away. And I was happy. Smart. Really smart, Minister Tele. Some said there was going to be another Marikana, and they were right. Except this was different. The people here were paid. SAPS made a good call, and I'm proud of Minister Tele. The next day, as the hills of Nkandla lay quiet, Chief Buthelezi tore Zuma, his supporters, and organizers of the super spreader event treasonous. Well, to be fair, he tore them a whole new one, with eloquence and words as sharp as a knife. I tell you one thing, if he can survive another 4 years, he has my vote. As an elder, he is steeped in tradition and honor, he is sharp as a pin, and does things the right way. Long live Buthelezi. And just as we thought chaos was averted, enter the farce that was Pietermaritzburg's High Court. I mean, seriously. If it were you and I that approached the High Court about a judgment given by the highest court in the land, we'd have been stopped at the door or got a letter to say, wrong court, sugawena. But here, we watch Dali Mpofu drone on for hours and hours about something that is simply irrelevant and insignificant. Enter every media house and social media channel in the country, and apart from learning that Thembeka Nkosi is an outstanding legal mind, all we saw was a bored judge and a bunch of wasted airtime for the privileged. It made me nauseous. We waited, because amongst this brouhaha was the court order to arrest Zuma that hadn't been addressed. You see, one thing Dali forgot is you can shove papers at the wrong court, but the original order still counts. The clock kept ticking when Mpofu realized he should beg for mercy from Zondo, the same man that Zuma has been slating for half the year. Obviously, the short paragraph came back from the commission saying, not today, Dali. We're all stocked up with crazy over here. And so it was game on, and all eyes shifted to Tele. Tele didn't waste our time. I love that. He said, I will not go down for Zuma. Exhale, South Africa. For the first time, we knew this was real. When Tele talks, everyone pays attention, and he acts on what he says. I like him a lot. The same love is not shared by IOL, though, as almost immediately upon his announcement, they put out a story that Tele has been investigated for undue gains. We scroll past that so quickly, and why? Well, it's IOL. Imagine damaging a multi-powered news media platform that stretches across print and online all over the country with a story about the decuplets. Shake my head. They would have turned a month old next week if they existed. Decuplet deception. The news changed. We were watching motorcades of police vehicles, anti-riot vehicles and helicopters making their way to Nkanda. You couldn't get within 1,100 kilometers from the place without being subject to police scrutiny. There were some Zuma supporters at the gate and they stopped an ambulance from coming through, shouting to the driver that Zuma is not sick. Hey guys, plot twist. Then, in true Zuma style, a last-minute letter was rushed to Concord to halt proceedings at about 16:20 in the afternoon. The Concord shuts at 16:30. What proceedings, Dolly? A waste of paper, legal fees, and our precious time. That's all that was. The sun set. Westville Prison became the focus. The media missed that one. Zuma ended up in escort prison. Zuma-branded people were sitting on screen, a great deal of it not live, but doing a fine job at making the country nervous. Shame on you, media, for your need for hype. I was tired, and I flicked between the three boring channels, waiting for the 9 p.m. convenient curfew that would push Tele into action. I knew I was in for a late night, as it was Zuma, and it's Zuma style. Finally, the money shot. Zuma and a troop of cars left Nkandla, and he handed himself over seconds before midnight to the station. I didn't expect anything else. This is the king of midnight reshuffles. If it's not dramatic and doesn't leave you without sleep, it's not a Zuma story. And now he's in jail. An old man who spat all over the country and he's the legacy of the ANC, a man who showed each one of us the middle finger from day one right up until today as he prepares to sit out a 3-month term in jail for annihilating a country. I wonder if someone is helping him count the days until his parole. Sorry, I couldn't leave that. Do you think that's the best we're going to get, SA? I'm hedging my bets. Oh, by the way, can someone check if Edward Zuma is alive? He did say, over my dead body, right? While this chaos was unfolding, the rhetoric shifted to why F.W. de Klerk is not in prison. It didn't last long when the Twitter tide realized that Zuma could have jailed de Klerk himself. Yeah, ne? When's Zani Zuma? COVID-19 is killing South Africa as the Delta variant spreads rampant across the country, and our nearest and dearest are either very ill or worse. I fear for all of us. I fear particularly for the old and the poor. I have a few questions about this. Do you know that if you have no medical aid, you must pay 800 odd bucks for a COVID test? Here in rural KZN, that amount of money is food or more for a household. What benefit is there for those who are on the breadline to be tested? How dare you charge for the tests? And by not testing, how dare you insult us with the numbers you make decisions on by excluding most of our country? Here's another thing. Can these vaccines cope with all these variants? I didn't see a patch or a download being given for the Delta variant. Am I being naive? Here's my take. Forget the tests and the vaccines. Build hospitals with that cash. Tend to those who are ill. Feed those that need feeding. Fix online schooling. Build houses. Create more jobs in the medical and education industry than you can point a stick at. And let our people deal with it from there. Where is our president anyway? Ah, yes, he's playing chess. Very clever, but not so empathic, is it? We are dying while you're playing political games, sir. I wish I had better news to end this summary, but Rand Water is a mess with many parts of Gauteng without water for days. Eswatini is burning and the Lambda variant is no doubt on its way for the fourth wave. If I must find a positive share with you, it's this. Zuma is in jail. Let that sink in. We waited so long that it's an anticlimax. But Zuma is in jail. I'm Tanya Curry, and this is the Acumen Media Weekly Report.